These are our local fruits. Are imported.
Mostly local. Now we have a lot of local.
You grow banana also?
Now the banana is imported.
From South America, they all other things. Like
grapes you have got.
Yes.
Grapes, apple. Where is your elephant?
This is from the market.
Oh. Oh. I saw you in Los Angeles.
Yes.
You have got two or three there?
Just two.
Two. Arrangement for preparing khichdi with green peas?
Mung.
Huh?
With mung?
No.
Green peas.
Green peas. Yes.
Oh. So make little khichdi and curry and okra vegetable.
All right. We have chachuri and paratha. Do you want that also?
Oh, you have already made.
But I can make khichdi, that's all.
I said whatever you can.
I'll take also a little paratha. Yes, sir.
This is the key to this cabinet. I'm sure I'm going to put the bag in there.
Buddy.
Very expensive.
This is a rented house.
Yes, Srila Prabhupada.
What is the rent?
The rent? No. It is $1,200.
Yes, I heard it.
Yes. But of course, it is. Everything is now much more expensive. So I was negotiating in New York for better arrangements, because in Iran, price is going up and up and up. And I told my company that they should buy one house.
Yeah.
Yes. And they have agreed. So there will be that house, we will buy something like this for Krishna.
This is very nice.
And also they have also saved some money, we will buy a temple also in addition to that.
Well, this is very nice. Lana will like it.
Yes.
Very nice. Yes. Private. Everything is so nice. In winter, what is the temperature?
Very cold.
Very cold?
Yes.
Snows.
Snows.
It snows.
Like Vrindavan.
No.
Isn't it nice?
It's colder than Vrindavan. Doesn't
snow like Vrindavan.
Vrindavan, I don't think. Less than 50.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sometimes it gets colder, I think. Nowadays, anyway.
Here it gets 10,
but there is
15.
No snow in Vrindavan.
No.
We have plenty of snow here.
Oh.
We're very high. We're 6,000 feet above sea level.
What do you think? Huh? We've got everything.
Has it come in?
Yes.
Where is that? Who has come?
Just Hari Keshan myself.
Oh, everything is clear?
Yes. Luggage, everything is here. I'm going there.
Yeah. So I'm also very happy, Dharam, that you are here. And you can have both facilities. Your family money, you got some money also. So your present situation is very nice.
Yes.
What they're paying?
They're paying. I bring home about $1,000 per month.
After deducting
taxes. Yes.
It is better than USA. You are getting 600 there.
Yes.
So you are getting more.
Yes.
When Bhaguni advised you to give up, I chastised him. So why you have given him such advice? He's a Grihastha, he must have some money. He has to take care of the children. Anyway, you have got better job now. And better service also. Krishna has rewarded you for your service. And stick to it. If you like to serve here, you can be permanently settled. No, what is their rules?
It is quite easy.
Easy.
Because they need
service.
Foreigners to come and work here. So they give visas very easily for working.
Especially to Americans?
Yes.
And that's very good opportunity. Bring more Americans and start this movement nicely. Not necessarily that we have to establish a temple. We want to preach our philosophy. That is most important. Bhagavat Marga. There are two ways, Bhagavat Marga and Pancharatri. The Bhagavat Marga is more important than Pancharatri. Pancharatri is deity worship. Do you meet many intelligent men? Yes?
No. Some intelligent men.
Not many.
They're not consumption. These people are working very hard for money. They're very materialistic.
That is, everywhere in the eastern part of the world, they are after money.
Yes. And foreigners who come here also are very materialistic also.
Everywhere materialistic. But Salam Shastri is a question that is spiritualistic means siddhi, perfection. Who cares for that? Bring money and India. Who cares for that? They do not know what is perfection. They think that get money, live comfortably as far as possible, and after death everything is finished. Is it not?
Yes,
this is the pleasure. Who cares to know that there is life after death, and better life, better planet, better world? This is not at all good. It is full of miseries. They are driving all day, car. But they do not think it is tiresome. They think it is pleasure. To have a car and drive whole day, they do not feel that it is tiresome. They think, I've got a car, I'm driving, people are saying, it's pleasure.
It is madness.
Huh?
madness, yes. How they can enjoy a city like that.
But we do not duplicate. We simply say that do whatever you like, but do not forget your real vision. Self-realization. Atma-tattam. Self-realization. That is required. If we live like cats and dogs, and again become cats and dogs and trees, there is not success. But there is chance. If one does not know Atma-tattam, nature's law will work. Karanam guna sangasya. Sadasadvam.
Do we have a small table? Bring that table.
Hare Krishna. Huh? Your son is sleeping?
This is not my son.
Huh?
This is salt chili papa.
Yes, ma'am.
This is watermelon. This is a different kind of melon. You prefer it here?
Yes. This is local product?
Jai Shri Prabhupada.
Take some.
Yes, please, Shri Prabhupada. If you like little salt on it. Lock up the passports in there.
What is that?
This is a drink, Srila Prabhupada, made of some melon, different melon.
This is also local?
Yes, that is very local. Is that sweet, Srila Prabhupada?
No, I don't like it.
It can become very sweet. Sometimes it is very, very sweet.
Very nice.
Chandramukhi? Good afternoon. Can I serve the devotees, Srila Prabhupada?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
It's so nice. You can distribute these all.
Thank you.
me very much?
Yes, they're learning. Before,
they are not.
10 years ago, they were. Everyone was very good Muslim, and they would eat a little bit of sheep. But today they're learning the
beef.
Because they think the more they're like Americans, the better they are. But they have so many fruits and vegetables here. The land gives them so many wonderful things. They think that they must eat.
There's an old poem, an old epic poem that we were told about that states that many thousands of years ago, the Iranians were all vegetarian. Yes.
It is Aryan culture.
Yes.
Iranian means Aryan.
Yes.
This is apophthongs of Aryan.
Yes.
Iranian. And they're called Parsis. Parsis, still those who fled out from this place. They're just like Hindus. They've got sacred fire in India.
They keep a sacred fire.
You still there are? Yeah.
Still. A few temples here.
That fire was equal. Sujo. And to pass out of them. The marriage ceremony is just like Hindus. Namaskar. Praise.
The language is.
You have taken prasadam.
Their old language here. It's very similar to Sanskrit.
You can read this out. Resembling Sanskrit. You understand English?
English.
Very good. Your country is very nice.
Yes,
you are. So, nice food.
Fruits. Nice to meet you.
Formerly, from Kashmir to Central Asia, it was known as Bhusarga, especially Kashmir. Bhusarga.
Heaven on earth.
Yes, heaven on the earthly planet.
We noticed that in one of the Srimad Bhagavatams you mentioned that there was Pradama Muni at his ashram. Kasyapa Muni on the shore of the Caspians.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is just an hour from here by
Caspian Sea.
By flying, it's 90 kilometers, 70 kilometers.
This is made from a kind of fruit.
Yes. This kind of melon.
Saying that the moon is full of dust, and dust is so brilliant, we have to believe it. The rascals, they are making this problem. anything.
I don't think they know actually what they're talking about.
Yes, actually. It is similar planet like the sun, but it is surrounded by cold atmosphere. That will be so big. And because it is far away from the sun, the distance or between moon and earth is more than the distance between the sun and the earth. The sun looks bigger and it looks smaller. We are contemplating of having a planetarium with electric arrangement. You'll have to work. The whole planetary system is moving from east to west, and the sun, moon, and the sun cross. They are up and down. Come on. Hare Krishna. Chant Hare Krishna. He can speak?
No, just a few words.
2 years?
Almost.
Hare Krishna. Not any fruit tree in the garden?
Some pear trees, some apple.
Peach? No.
No peach. We used to have a cherry tree.
Huh?
We used to have cherry tree.
Oh.
But it dried. We also have a pomegranate tree.
Oh. Good pomegranate?
Not very good.
No.
Good. Good.
Why do they inquire about something?
Yes. The same Prabhu has been coming here for
bring some spittle.
Thank you.
can keep it. They understand English.
They understand English, yes, some English. Hussain Babu has been coming here for a few months. He's chanting. He's a very, very pious boy. Before he came here, he was chanting names of God and following the four regulations.
Very
nice. And he is coming recently. He's also interested. He is a vegetarian, does not eat meat, and he's following the four regulations, and he's starting to chant now.
And he is?
He's been coming for 2-3 months. He's chanting 69. And as I said before he came here, he was chanting various names of God as they are prescribed in Quran.
Oh.
And when he saw that we were chanting names of God, he immediately became attracted. He said, this is right. Because he knows also that from Quran, he should chant the names of God.
Oh, in the Quran chanting is enough.
Yes, definitely.
More you chant God's name, your heart becomes clean. Chetadarpanamarjanam. So God has many names. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has a common name. God's name must be. It doesn't matter, the language is different. Nam-nam-kari bahula divisatva shakti. In each name, the full power of God is there.
Hussain Babu says that his goal in life is to translate your Bhagavad Gita.
Oh, very good.
Yes, this is Hussain. He's very, very sincere boy.
He'll do it immediately.
For his Shuruka.
Somebody, some Arabian student, made some translations.
Yes, there was some translations of Isa Upanishad.
Where is he now?
Into Arabic. He's in Europe.
Oh.
He is Palestinian boy. He is asking, how should this translation be done? What is your recommendation, if you have any suggestions?
Of course, I have not well versed in your language. But you simply, if you understand that English and translate it into Parsi, that will do. As it is, you translate. Don't make any change. Then it will be all right.
میتوان که من زبان فارسی نمیدونم، نمیتونم زیاد کمک کنم، ولی همون وقتی که شما انگلیسی شو بفهمید و همون جور ترجمه میکنید، همون جور که میفهمید و هیچ تغییری نمیدید، همون جوری که هست ترجمه میکنید موفق میشید، همون جوری که هست as it is، همونطوری که میفهمید همون جور ترجمه کنید، نه اینکه از خودتون چیزی ازم کنید.
And when there is difficulty, you can ask absolutely.
هر گاه مشکلی داشتید از من بتونید سوال.
Ask the question how to spread Krishna consciousness in this country seems difficult to him because the people's reaction is very foreign. The outward appearance of the devotees is very strange to them. He wants to know how this philosophy can be spread here.
The first thing is that what do you mean by Krishna? That is to be understood. Krishna means Lord. So if we have no objection to chant the name of God, then there is no difference of opinion. Now, first of all, I may ask you, what do you mean by God? You are chanting the holy name of God. And people may ask you, what do you mean by God? Because especially nowadays,
is everywhere just here?
Parts of the city.
Okay. There is matches there. In the
where the incense is there.
Come here.
Come on.
First Because there will be, what do you mean by God? If I or anybody ask you, what do you mean by God?
I cannot explain because now...
That you must explain.
But now...
If you are chanting the name of God, then you must know what you mean by God.
Mean, when I feel, I will get spiritual, my feeling.
No, the spiritual... what do you mean by spiritual?
Means I put everything is bad and dirty inside, and I feel it's dirty really, and I make it out, all of them.
What is inside and what is outside?
Outside, I don't know what is inside.
No, you do not know. You do not know how outside, inside.
When I do wrong, for example, when I do lie, when I do something, when I see wrong.
Wrong, one thing is wrong. In my country, and that is right in your country. Just like animal slaughter is wrong, according to our Vedic civilization. Unnecessary animal slaughter is permitted. But in your country or in other Western countries, they kill so many animals. So what is wrong, what is right? We'll decide.
And that's the reason I don't kill animals. I don't eat meat.
That's very good. Very good idea.
जी बाबा चुनी क्या चुनता हूँ बिगान उन चीज़ के सही है जो मिगे गलत ये अब मानी गलत बात बताऊँ ये गलत कि जो मिगे ये गलत है तो ये मामलेकत गलत है और तू मामलेकत कि सही है मिसे मतलब कुश्तार हिवानात या मदनियत ईरान इश्तवाही नहीं ولی در مدینیت و ودایی غلط ولی روحانیت میخواد بیگه از اینها جداست و سباست جواجید. یعنی شما سعی کنید سوال کنید که چی هست جواجید. یعنی طرز نزدیک شدن به پیر این سواله نه این که بگید که این یعنی باید ببینیم چی هست اول چون من نمیدونم
به من بکنید چی هست من نمیدونم
When we want God to understand, we must try to understand what is God. What do you mean by God? The God definition is given in the dictionary, what is that? Supreme being.
Supreme controller?
Supreme controller. Now how do you understand that supreme controller? What do you mean by supreme controller? In this way, we should try to understand what is the idea carried by the word God. We have got, in our Vedic language, we have got definition of God. Aishadjasya samagrasya bijasya dasya sasriya jnana vairagvayasya iva sarayiti anumana. God means he must possess all the wealth. It's like in Persia, you have got so many wealthy persons. But nobody can claim, even the Shah cannot claim that he possesses all the wealth. That is Persia. Do you follow what I say?
فیز بهره ببرید بفهمید و در فیز مرکز فیز گفته میشه که مثلا خداوند خصوصیات مختلفی داره. یکی از این خصوصیات اینه که غنیه، بعد اینها رو جذب کنید بفهمید. غنی یعنی چه؟ یعنی غنی ترینه. یعنی چقدر غنی ترینه؟ یعنی از میگه مثلا در ایران ثروتمندان زیادی هستن، حتی شاهی هست که خیلی غنیه، از همه این ها غنی ترین. یعنی غنی که ما نمیتونیم فرض کنیم و فکر کنیم، یعنی غنی ترینه.
اون جازه ترین
غنی فعلا یکی از صفات شد،
یکیش غنیه، یک جازه سبر بچه بینیازه، جازه به مثلا قهاره ولی کریمه هر کدام اینا در نوع خودش بی نظیر اون که همش جمع کنیم چه خود.
So this is one of the items. The God is the richest, or He possesses all the wealth. Similarly, He possesses all the strength. He possesses all the beauty.
صاحب تمام جاذبه و زیبایی هاست.
He possesses all knowledge.
صاحب تمام علوم و دانش است.
And he is the renouncer also. The most exalted renouncer. Although he possesses so many things, he is renounced.
با وجودی که صاحب همه این هاست، فارغ از همه این هاست.
It's like this universe is the property of God. But He has given to you all the living entities. Now, you wanted to enjoy to your best capacity. He doesn't interfere. All right, God. And we are trying to enjoy this material world to our best capacity, just like in Iran, you are trying to enjoy to by exploiting the world. Then somebody is exploiting. It's all God's power. He doesn't interfere. Okay. This is renouncing. His property, He does not come to interfere.
مال اوست، ولی میذاری که ما از این مالش لذت ببریم، از این مالش، یعنی دنیای مادی رو مال اوست و جهالت، یعنی در این حال فارغ
God knows how this universe is made. There are so many big scientists, they are trying to understand what is the constitution, how this universe is made, how it is created. Nobody knows, but He knows. Just like you have got this body, I have got this body, but we do not know everything of this body. I do not know how many hairs are there. Is it not? So, so many things. I am eating, and it is transformed into blood, and it is directed towards brain, towards other parts of the body, and we are watching many storms, but we do not know how things are happening. Although I am telling, I have this body, I have my body. What God knows, every particular, any, when I ask Bhattar Gist how this stone is made, He knows. How this flower is colored, He knows. That is called wise, wisdom. Vedaham Sarvam Sarvameta. You know, that is God. He is the possessor of all wealth, all knowledge, all beauty, all strength, all influence. In this way you have to understand God.
ما هنوز نمیدونیم درباره بدن خودمون که صاحبش هستیم چیزی نمیدونیم. نمیدونیم رو سرمش هم هست و این غذا رو که میخوریم چجور وارد شکم ما میشه و چجور این همه کار میکنه برای این علمی نداریم. بسید خدا در هر سنگ، در هر حیوان، در هر اتمی هست و وارد همه چیز هست و همه چیز به همه چیز وارده به تحت نظری بزنیم و از همه چیز فارغه. این علم الهی است.
Who is there?
They're just cleaning it. They've given you the big bathroom because it has a Western toilet and a nice shower and separate everything. It's very nice. And we'll use the small one.
So you can.
They're just cleaning it. Cleaning now. If you want, you can
close this door. It will come there.
Yes.
Nandarani's making khichdi with the peas and okra.
Huh?
She's making you now khichdi with the peas and okra.
Okra could be done separately. Let her do it.
She's doing both.
Huh?
She first mixed it. Now she's also making separate.
Oh. Anyway, let her do it. She was cooking for me in the apple.
I heard you liked it very much.
The more you become eager to know God, God will reveal himself.
هر چقدر بیشتر بخواهید که به خدا رو بشناسید، خدا همونقدر بیشتر خودش رو به شما ظاهر خواهد. ایگر چی میشه؟ یعنی خواستن، یعنی اشتها داشتن، تشنه شدن،
طلب کنن،
اصرار داشتن.
From our side, we should not be stereotyped. People in different sects of religion, they say, we believe. They do not want to go further than they believe. And that is very difficult.
ادیان مختلف همه میگن ما ایمان داریم، همه هر کدوم رو میزنن، ولی از اون قدم فراتر نمیزنن. یعنی ما نباید تو اونها رو تقلید کنیم. هر که خدا رو اونجور که حرف میزنن بگیم، باید از قلب بگیم.
این must be dynamic.
باید حرکت بکنیم، دینامیک باشیم.
And progressive. Then it
will. پیش بریم.
I have talked with many sects, especially Christian priests. They will say, we believe, no more pardon.
That's right.
Then. The knowledge is not like that.
That's right.
Knowledge must be progressive. We believe there is no soul on the animal. That's fiction. We believe like a rascal, so I shall remain a rascal. What is it?
علم باید پیشرفت بکنه، باید ترقی بکنه، باید انسان با اون علمی که داره ترقی بکنه. میگه من با افراد مختلف که ادعای دینداریشون میشه در اجیان مختلف به خصوص در دین ایسایی و غرب خیلی صحبت میکنم، همشون میگه ما ایمان داریم، ما اینجوری عقیده داریم، عقیده داریم، عقیده داریم. به چه فایده داره این عقیده ها؟ عقیده ای تمام نمیشه. باید نشون بدن که با این عقیدهشون ها زندگیشون داره پیش میره، داره زندگیشون تغییر میکنه، دارن به خدا نزدیک میشن. ولی نیست، همین فقط عقیده داریم، همین عقیده داریم و میشینن سر جاشون. عقیده داریم، این عقیدهشون مثل دورانشون گرفته به نام.
We should be progressive. That is what. Of course, in the lower stage, one may have type of belief. But if he wants more clearly, he must be
progressive.
According to Vedanta system, the life, human life, is only for inquiry about Brahma, adhata Brahma jigyasa.
In the system of Vedanta, zindagi insan, gufte shude ki ek insan baraye ine که سوال میکنه، در باره چی سوال میکنه؟ در باره خدا، در باره عبادت، در باره حقیقت ملکی هست.
تو این سر تاک اگه این
بخیر چه
هاشم؟